Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Fana, do you want to go forward or do you want to wait?
No, they've been pretty faithful, so maybe we can get started.
Okay. On the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parsha Lech Lecha, section 28, verse 309, we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kutshabri Hu Ishkintepi, Kilu Urkimu, Kilu Urkilu Urkimu. Le'afta L'shem Yudhe Bavate, Be'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayihino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konenei aleinu maasei yadeinu konenehu. Pasuk 309. Alu kewan di alu yativu kameya. Ishtik Rabbi Elazar, the Nun Ishtiku, Al Rabbi Elazar, lead Rea, Shema Had Kala, Dahawa, Amar Zilvi Ema, Lon Madi Nun Bayan, Dixerin Inun. Achadar legabaihu amar lon itman dishma mila leya lemali amaru leya anan bechakan lian hara migoit sahuta devotina Ila uswara nisbar. The translation. They entered. Once they were inside, they sat in front of him. Rabbi Elazar was silent, so they remained silent as well. Rabbi Elazar entered his room. He heard a certain voice there that said, "Go and tell them what they want, because they are righteous men." He then returned to them and said, "If one of you has heard something, let him say it to me." They responded, "We are waiting to shine by the purity of the upper candle, and let us grasp knowledge." My commentary is, this pasuk is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Are they calling Rabbi Elazar the upper candle? In other words, they're waiting for him to speak?
Yes.
Or give them a message? Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's interesting to note, first off, there's no commentary by Rabbi Ashla. Secondly, what's interesting to note is that Rabbi Elazar, it says, entered his room. But that, to me, is an indication of his, that he's in a meditation. And he heard a certain voice, which is probably implying his father, Rabbi Shimon. And then he's being told to tell them what they want because they're righteous men. So he's being told that they're righteous, and yet he tests them to see if they're righteous. He just doesn't accept what he hears in his meditation. And there's a lot of lessons in that understanding. Among which is the idea that when you have, your intuition is telling you something, You have to test it. You cannot just accept it.
But it just didn't make sense that he actually was in the room and then left the room. I mean, I think I caught that it was a meditation, because just the way that it was worded.
Correct. Correct.
You know, you kind of got the hint he wouldn't have been sitting there and they're looking at him, and then he gets up and then he comes back. It just...
It doesn't make sense.
And to see their journeys are always, you know, always seem to be spiritual as well. I think we're kind of gaining a little bit of recognizing the thing, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. Well, at least they're being patient, too. They're not, you know, they're waiting on him to speak. And I think the way they answered him was also
it's teaching. Mm-hmm. It's teaching how to behave. I'll go on with verse 3:10.
Okay, I hadn't noticed, it didn't strike me that Rabbi Ashlag hadn't made any comments, but I see no capitals there. Have there been very many pasuks that he's done this before? Because I don't remember.
Yes.
I see a few back. Yeah, I see a few back there, because it just kind of get used to seeing his comments.
Right. In my commentary, I verbalize it. If I say with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear.
Right.
If I don't write that, it's interpretation. There's none of his comments. Good evening,
Soto Stove.
We just completed verse 309, and we were about to start verse 310.
Okay.
Patach v'yamar v'hashem v'heikal kacho kas mipanav kol haaretz Tad ba'e kuchabrihu lemivre. Alma istakal goe bacha shava. Razadio raita virashim rishumin. Wilahawa yakil mekam. Adivra teshuva dehi hekala penima ila'a viraza satima betaman itrashimu beitzairu atwan begilu yahu. The translation. He opened the discussion with the verse, but Hashem is in his holy chamber. Let all the earth keep silence before him. When the Holy One, blessed be he, who is the secret of Bina, desired to create the world, which is the secret of Zeranpin, and his Nukva, that are called the heavens and the earth, he looked to the thought, which is the secret of Hakma, the secret of the Torah, and took down records. This means that he recorded and drew the light of Hakma to the male and female. but the world was not able to exist. Then he created repentance, which is the sublime and inner chamber, and a guarded secret. And there, in the aforementioned chamber, the letters, which are male and female, are engraved, which means that they were prepared and made worthy of receiving the Mochin from there. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the Pasuk is clear as written. This is an introductory verse that brings different paths that will eventually become unified through the discussion. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, it sounds like he's starting off by talking about creation. Yeah. How Hashem had become creation.
I didn't see that at all.
Oh, you didn't?
But I didn't.
Well, I thought because it said the letters, and I thought the Zeran plan and his nukla was Malkut, and
as you said it, and then I took a look at the words, I was seeing it, but on my own, I didn't see that comment at all. I'm giving you a compliment.
Oh, thank you. Maybe I'm going from kindergarten to first grade now. You know, we always feel like we're in kindergarten when it comes to Zohar. Why don't we read it this time without Rabbi's Ashlag's comments?
Okay.
And let's see what it sounds like. Let's see what it sounds like. Since that's what we saw last Pasuk, that there were no comments. Let's see how this one does.
He opened the discussion with the verse, "But Hashem is in his holy chamber. Let all the earth keep silence before him." When the Holy One, blessed be He, desired to create the world and his that are called the heavens and the earth, He looked into the thought, the secret of the Torah, and took down records. But the world was not able to exist. Then He created repentance, which is the sublime and inner chamber, and a guarded secret. And there in the aforementioned chamber, the letters are engraved, which means that the letters are engraved. That's the end of the Pasuk without Rabbi Ashlag's comments.
Well, gave me the picture of Hashem with a record and the letters, all of that just flying and thoughts coming from his head. And he would write notes because he took records. But then he saw that the earth couldn't stand without repentance. To me, that's kind of what it seems.
Yes, but he's saying that, go ahead, Martha.
Sounds like to me he was meditating. The earth would be silent that he's meditating. Meditation.
Well, but we're talking about Hashem. We're not talking about a human being.
Okay.
You know how we had a statement that Hashem played with the letters for 2,000 years? And we wondered, you know, what did that mean, that he played with the letters? And I think this verse is kind of supporting that picture, you know, because we're talking.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting, Teshuvah is the inner chamber. It's it's a higher chamber than creation. And we're taught that Teshuvah was created before creation. And then here is the put.
Was that the guarded secret? I'm sorry.
Yes.
You see, the phrase says a guarded secret. So that
right.
Perhaps is the guarded secret. Mm-hmm.
But the question we could ask is, why does it need to be a guarded?
Well, I think the other side can always come in if they know the plan. And by guarding a secret, especially if it's Hashem, then he knew that it had to be guarded from the other side. Or also because that's inner chamber, so I would think that would be central column. And
it is.
Repentance would be right column. And the negative side, which would like to steal all secrets, would be left column.
You're right on. But take it a deeper step.
Well, I was thinking of that. I was trying to think there's got to be more. I would think that it's like on the level of thought, and we've had so much about thought in the Tikkuni Zohar.
Right.
And then also seeing how Rabbi Eichler used the term Mokim, which we know is the brain, and has, you know, there's thought there.
Have you ever considered Teshuvah as energy? That if the other side steals the energy of Teshuvah, that we are unable to do repent. We're unable to change the effect of our actions.
I've been thinking about it. Excuse me, I thought you finished. I'm sorry.
Basically.
I'll be glad the day when we can see each other face to face and so we know when someone's finished.
Maybe that's a reason I should start doing the video conferencing, but...
Oh, no. You don't want to see us at this time of the day.
Well, the problem is that, you know, a lot of people are not always sitting when they're studying with us. They're, you know, they're driving or they're, you know, they're doing,
right.
They're doing other things, so.
I don't know.
Which is really the reason I haven't progressed to that.
Right. Well, we started off that way, and that was awfully hard to always be dressed and combed, you know, that kind of thing. So I was glad when we went to the conference call. But as far as thinking of repentance as an energy, I have to say I haven't, but I've been a little bit more observant of energy and stealing energy, the negative side, stealing energy. When Zion Nefesh mentioned that before you go to sleep, you should be clean. And I'm finding that before I come to Zohar, I'm going to wash my hands, and I've now got a cup for my water with a cover. No longer do I just go fill a glass and with ice and water. You know, just not to leave water out. I always was careful about it, but when it's summer, I like ice cold water. And so I'm covering my water. And so I, you know, I am beginning to see the idea. You've said it a million times, everything is energy, everything is consciousness. But it's like always, you know, we have it on a hearing level, and then until it becomes part of us, then even after that, it's different levels of consciousness about a certain particular concept. Or
right.
And so as energy connected to repentance, I can see that.
That's really what this is dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
We're about out of time, so.
Okay.
And we'll have our Rosh Chodesh event at the 7 o'clock class.
Okay.
Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you.